Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a group of doctors fills a void left by the CDC when it comes to vaccines, candy maker Stuckey's closes a production plant, and businesses in Macon push for a law to limit where people can give food to unhoused people.
A lot of very kind-hearted people provide meals to the point where someone who is experiencing homelessness can get 21 plus meals per week in downtown Macon.
Today is Wednesday, September 2nd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. A group of independent medical associations is making its own vaccine recommendations apart from those of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention ahead of flu season. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices can't meet or issue guidance on vaccines until the court decides if President Trump's overhaul of the committee was illegal. To fill that void, groups representing U.S. family doctors, pediatricians, and obstetrician gynecologists are recommending schedules for COVID, flu, and RSV vaccines for adults and kids. All recommendations come with an evidence review, says Dr. Ronald Nahas with the Infectious Diseases Society of America.
So I think the point is to make sure that the medical community, which we're here representing that, is uniform in our effort to bring clarity and to restore that trust.
Last fall and winter, Georgia saw a five-year high for flu deaths with over 200 reported and an extended RSV season. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Leaders of Macon-Bibb County's ongoing downtown redevelopment are proposing a new local law, in part, to address what business owners say is a growing problem with street homelessness. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
Downtown Macon business owners' concerns range from uneasy customers to public health issues connected to defecation on sidewalks and, in at least one business, a recent assault. Now, an ordinance being developed would draw a border around Macon's downtown entertainment district and would include two anti-homeless measures. One would define and penalize public camping inside the district. The other would ban feeding the homeless on streets there. Alex Morrison of Macon's Urban Development Authority.
A lot of very kind-hearted people provide meals to the point where someone who is experiencing homelessness can get 21 plus meals per week in downtown Macon.
And Morrison says that doesn't encourage people to seek help or housing. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Columbus officials are setting aside land for a potential new Muskogee County jail. The city council unanimously authorized $4 million last week to acquire more than 42 acres near the city's judicial center. Officials say buying the property does not mean a new jail has been approved. The city is still considering designs and how to pay for the project. The existing jail has faced deteriorating conditions, including structural issues. Over the weekend, the Effingham County Board of Commissioners held its first public meeting on the OpenAI data center planned to begin construction in 2028. GPB's Jillian Magtoto reports.
Effingham County Commissioners said initial conversations with OpenAI began last October, but the public wasn't informed until July. On Saturday, Commissioner Roger Burdett apologized for not telling the public sooner.
I should have done something different because this is in high profile. And I didn't read that. I didn't see that.
He said visits to other data centers reassured him that the 1,400-acre development would not have major impacts, especially when it comes to water, added County Manager Tim Callanan.
This would not require a tremendous amount of water for cooling the data center.
Though one expert estimates utility providers will still have to use at least 57 million gallons of water per day to power and cool the data center. For GPB News, I'm Jillian Magtoto in Effingham County.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is seeking more information about misconduct by Atlanta federal judge Eleanor Ross. A judicial investigation found Ross had an affair with a high-ranking police officer, initially made false statements about the affair, and attended a campaign event for Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Ross was privately reprimanded by the 11th Circuit Judicial Council earlier this year. In a letter sent yesterday, the House panel is asking the council's chief judge why Ross received a private reprimand and whether stronger disciplinary action is warranted. Fans are descending on Atlanta for DragonCon this week. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports the convention is celebrating its 40th year.
When DragonCon began in 1987, there were about 1,200 attendees. Now, registration is capped at 75,000 people, and the event fills five hotels. The costume gathering celebrates pop culture and brings around $80 million in economic impact annually. Spokesperson Joe Garland says the mission of DragonCon hasn't changed since the first year.
Show up as who you want to be or who you feel you are and enjoy your time. And that has been a thread that has started back in 1987 when they first got together. Their goal was to start a convention that embraces all of their fandoms.
DragonCon runs through September 7th. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Georgia State Patrol is stepping up enforcement for the Labor Day holiday weekend. The 78-hour travel period begins Friday evening and runs through midnight Monday. Troopers will be watching for speeding, impaired and distracted driving, and seatbelt violations. Last Labor Day weekend, 15 people were killed in crashes statewide. State troopers also made more than 400 DUI arrests. Drivers should expect heavy holiday traffic and allow extra time to reach their destinations. Georgia candy maker Stuckey's has decided to close its production facility in the city of Renz, 30 miles west of Augusta. Owner Stephanie Stuckey says moving production to partner facilities in the state, quote, allows us to adapt to current market conditions while maintaining quality and service. 20 people were laid off last month. The Renz retail store remains open and sells Stuckey's pecan snacks, candies, and Georgia-grown products, including fresh crop pecans. Stephanie Stuckey says the company will continue to supply major retailers, including Ingles, Food Lion, and Clipper Petroleum. And that is a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today, but do come on back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. We'll have lots of news waiting for you tomorrow afternoon as well. You can always check gpb.org/news in the meantime for any updates to the stories you heard on the podcast today or news stories our reporters have written. And if you've got feedback, perhaps you know of something happening in your community that we should know about, send us a note by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.